Dr. Noel Collis with us on the program. Dr. Collis, welcome back. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for the chance to be here.
Say, how do game shows pertain to what's happening in Washington, D.C.? I like the humor in your your advertising, but talk a little bit about the points you're trying to make here with the school scene and the game show.
Well, it's a way of making a very serious point, but doing it in a way it's almost like telling a story. It's doing it in a way that I think people will understand. If people want a career politician that's been a lobbyist, anointed by the Washington political elite, they have one choice in this election. If they want someone that grew up in a small town, worked in his dad's gas station, and was told, look, we don't have a lot materially, but we're among the richest people in the world because we're Americans. We can become whatever we want. I was able to become a doctor. I've practiced in the district for 30 years. I've helped create a medical device company and jobs. I still own our family business, and I want to take a stand to restore the principles and values that make this country great and to save those opportunities and those freedoms for future generations.
Tell folks about what you do now. What's your life been up to this point, Doctor?
Well, for the last 30 years, I've been a doctor in Albany and Hutchinson. I do colonoscopies for a living, gastroenterology. And I actually ran for Congress in 1992. And we went 15 ballots at that time. And I eventually lost that. And I decided, hey, my calling is to be a doctor. And as I said, I helped start a medical device company for cystic fibrosis kids that we took public that's still a standard of care for those kids. I still own our family business. It's a gas station and convenience store. But I believe very strongly in restoring the Judeo-Christian values that made this country great. I'm pro-life from conception till natural death. I'm pro-Second Amendment and pro-gun. I'm pro-business and understand what it takes to create jobs. And I want to take on the politicians. I want term limits. I want to give average people a voice in what's going on. I believe what's important, the people in our district and not the Washington establishment. People need the choice.
You wouldn't have to do this, though. You wouldn't. I mean, you obviously are in a position in your life where you could be just, you know, not having to go to every corner of the Western District and the 7th District of Western Minnesota and make your case and talk about what you would do with the country. Why are you setting aside, what is the typical path for folks at this point in their career and wanting to actually be rolling up your sleeves, going to work in Congress? What drives you to do that?
Well, I'm driven by that dream. I'm driven to keep that American dream alive for future generations. And yes, I've had a long and successful career. I've established a company and took it public, and they've done very well. But right now, we're in danger of losing our freedom. And unless we take a stand to save that freedom and to restore what made America great, we're going to lose everything. And I say, yeah, I've done well. I've earned money. But none of that is any good if we lose freedom. We can't put a price on freedom. And I want to do everything I can to save that freedom and to save this country and to restore the American dream.
What do you think for folks that maybe don't pay as close attention to the political scene as you and I do, they should worry most about when it comes to losing their freedom? What do you see as sort of the low-hanging fruit for the left that they're going to take away and start with that is going to have somebody out there going, you know, I remember that doctor one time saying on the radio that we're going to lose our freedom. Now I know what he was talking about. What would that be?
Well, well, even back to the 2016 election, had Donald Trump lost that election, had we lost the Scalia Supreme Court nomination, we would have lost this country as founded. This election is equally important. We've still got to do what we can to save our and restore our values. Because if we lose a seat on the Supreme Court seat, if we lose the presidency, we could lose everything that we believe in.
Here's that ad in the classroom I was talking about earlier. If you haven't heard it, listen to this.
Now, Michelle, what would you like to be when you grow up?
I want to be a politician.
You know that being a politician isn't really meant to be a lifelong career.
My mom says I can be a politician for 20 to 30 years.
Michelle Fishbach became a career politician. Noel Collis is a medical doctor. He'll defend life and our Second Amendment rights.
All my friends are going to grow up to be lobbyists to keep me in office forever.
I want to be a career politician, too.
Colin, sit down.
I'm Dr. Noel Collis, and I approve this message.
Colin, sit down.
it makes a point, and it's I got plenty of humor as well. Obviously, the reason I believe that President Trump endorsed Michelle Fishbach and the party apparatus, if you will, did, is because they've seen Minnesota 7 have a chance and get close, but never actually defeat Colin Peterson, and they're saying, okay, she's been on the ballot before, she's done this before, she's the candidate that we see as having the best path to victory. Why is that wrong? Why do you think she would not have as much of a chance to beat Colin Peterson as you would?
Because the people in the district want a choice. Michelle is a career politician. She's already been a lobbyist. She's been anointed by the Washington political elite. If people want the Washington political elite to make their decisions for them, they can have that. If they want a choice, if they want someone that's been successful and created jobs and has worked for a living and wants term limits and wants to save the freedom that made this country great, then I'm their guy. So people have a choice.
They do indeed. Dr. Collis, anything else you want to tell us?
I appreciate the chance to be here, and I want to go to Washington and fight for Judeo-Christian values and to save that American dream, and I want everyone's help on August 11th in the primary. I need their help and their vote because the people believe what I believe, and we need to take a strong stand and be bold and courageous, and that's what I want to do.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today on the program. We're going to watch this one very closely. Thanks for the time, and we'll have you back a few days before Election Day so folks can hone in on a decision. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Neil Collis.